Good morning and happy new year once again, Albuquerque. You are listening to Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL. We want you to know that Go Local Boom Radio is sponsored by Rocketbox Search Engine Optimization. My co-host Vince is going to tell you about Rocketbox right now.
Good morning. Happy New Year 2017. Rocketbox SEO is an online service, online marketing service company. We provide websites for small businesses, search engine optimization, and all online marketing needs. Visit rocketboxseo.com or just look up Albuquerque SEO companies, and Rocketbox SEO is one of the top ranked on that page.
That's one way to know if a vendor is good at what they do, right? When you search them on Google and they pop up.
Absolutely. So if any vendors out there letting you know, during this new year, you're going to get a lot of marketing materials from businesses offering websites and search engine optimization. If they're a search engine optimization provider, look them up online. They should be able to come up in the rankings like Rocketbox SEO does. If they're a website design company, look at the quality of their website.
Yep, that's absolutely accurate. And the reason that we mention our sponsor is because we want you guys to know that Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox. If it wasn't for Rocketbox and what they do in our community, Go Local Boom wouldn't have the resources to buy airtime and give it away to local businesses. So if you are a local business and you operate in our market, you're interested in a free radio interview, 15 minutes, very valuable, an online business profile in our advertising directory, and promotion on social media, reach out to us at Go Local Boom, 505-453-9595, and we'll do with you what we're about to do with our first guest, and every guest that's on the show, Barbara Rivera from Con Mucho Gusto Travel. Good morning.
Good morning, y feliz año nuevo a todos los que están escuchándonos esta mañana.
So for those of our listeners that don't know what you just said, please translate.
I said good morning and welcome to all the listeners.
Welcome to all of our listeners. Barbara, translate the title of your business for us as well. What does con mucho gusto mean?
Con mucho gusto means with great pleasure, or it is my pleasure to serve you, to meet you. It can mean a series of different things.
With great pleasure, travel agency.
Right.
That's what you are. Tell us what you do.
Well, what I do is I am an online independent full-service booking agency. We offer specialized travel services. Our specialty includes custom and independent packages to Europe, Costa Rica, Hawaii, Alaska. And we also are doing educational cultural exploration tours to Cuba. And we do all-inclusive luxury resorts to the Caribbean and Mexico.
That's pretty exciting. But if I wanted to travel to Florida for a week, you could help me with that too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. So you're a travel agent. You love what you do. Give us your contact information in case our listeners need your help.
Our phone number is 505-670-1265. Our email address is barb, B-A-R-B, at conmuchogustotravel.com. And our website is conmuchogustotravel.com.
Beautiful. So now any of our listeners that want to plan a trip in 2017, family reunion, wedding, honeymoon, romantic getaway, group travel, independent travel, anything that they want to do in terms of travel, you can support them with.
Yes, we take great pleasure in ensuring that every detail of your vacation is tailored to your expectations.
You are my vacation concierge.
Thank you.
You get to take care of all of that work for us. I've worked with you a little bit. We're members of the same chamber, and I really appreciate supporting local business. So I know about what you do. I love that you take all of the guesswork out of it for me. You do all of the grunt work for me, and you are able to connect with and interact with vendors and dealers in a way that I wouldn't be able to. So you can get me essentially a better trip planned, and you do all of the work. All I have to do is pay for it. And probably going to get a better deal than I could get myself. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We do all the work. All you do is pack and travel and enjoy the journey. And we do this through our many industry partners who offer the very best that travel has to offer. We have, I'm in the Albuquerque Rio Rancho area, and we have a Santa Fe agent by the name of Olga Chavez, and she helps me out in Santa Fe as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you guys are the dynamic duo that takes care of all.
The two chicas that take care of the northern New Mexico part.
You should have a different website called Los Dos Chicas.
Los Chicas. Los Chicas Travel.
Los Chicas, yes.
You know, what I love about travel agencies, so over the last 10 years, a lot of people have been talking about travel agencies, that a lot of those are having a hard time competing because everything's available online now, right? You have Airbnb for your bookings. You have people who are do adventure planning. You can get all the information you need online. The great thing about travel agencies that people are forgetting, and that's why there's a resurgence for the really good localized or niche travel agency provider, correct?
Right.
Is that I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to go look online. I don't want to go try to find my hotel or lodging, find the car, find the passes, get the tickets to the local museum or event that I'm going to do. You kind of handle that all in one, and that's one of the great things about having a travel agent, correct?
Absolutely. We package a lot of our itineraries, and we do this because people, like you just said, don't have the time to go on. And a lot of times you don't know what you're getting online. You come online to us, we are a voice. You talk to us. We don't have little message boxes that you have to click to get this information and get that information. You speak directly with us. What we do is we get to know you before we do your itinerary. We want to know what your expectations are. We want to know where you want to go. We don't want to know if you've been there before. We want to know what your kids like, what your girlfriend likes, what your wife likes, and especially what mom likes, because when mom's happy, everybody's happy.
Well, and something I love that you've described to me before is that you plan my trip as if you're planning your own.
Yes.
Because you know the do's and don'ts of certain areas, the things that I don't want to miss, the amount of money that I need to take for this or that, if I want to bring gifts back for my family. You plan your trip so that you can make the best experience for the individual or for the family, not so that you can make the most money or not so that you're working with the right vendors that are going to incentivize you. You plan a trip as if it was for your own family.
Yes, I do, because my goal there is because I want you to come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say, I had the greatest trip. I'm
greatest
going back
ever.
To her. She's my travel agent, and I want her to help me. A lot of the times, people don't realize the energy and also the knowledge it takes to kind of do a lot of the research, because you don't know where to go. You don't have the connections that we have. We
right.
do this every day. We're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a great opportunity to travel to many wonderful places. I lived in Europe for many years. I lived in Spain. I traveled Western Europe and many surrounding countries for a long time. I also have had the opportunity of experiencing some not so great trips,
yeah.
but some wonderful trips. And that's why I take the time to customize your itinerary as if I'm going on the trip, so that I don't miss those little details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barbara, I do quite a bit of traveling every year, and I've been to several of the European countries. And what I had a question for you is that when I am looking at traveling to a particular location somewhere in Europe, I mean, I've traveled to 10 countries in Europe myself, and I always find that I miss those great things to do locally, you know, because you can miss them by even researching online. You're like, oh, I should have gone and done that because it was this time of year or that festival or some sort of museum or little local flavor that I should have visited. How do you help people decide, if they don't already know what they want, on what are some of the good local things to do? Do you help research that as well, or do you let them come with the list of the things that are their top priorities?
No, that's part of the interview that I do with them. I ask them what they like to do, and I find out what their likes and dislikes are. It also depends on the time that they're going to be there. And the other thing that I do, especially for people who have never been to a country or say they've never been to Madrid at all, so what I do is I arrange for them the first day that they're there to have a tour of Madrid. And because the local tours operators will help them point out areas that maybe they want to go to that mm-hmm. maybe is not on their tour packet, because they're going to be going to Torremolinos or they're going to be going to other areas.
We're talking about this recently because they're creating like meetup groups online for locals to connect with people that are not from their area who like the same kind of music or like the same kind of food they do. And it's just a free service. It's like for somebody who really enjoys showing off their area, they're going to take you to neat little diners or neat little bars or place where they're playing live local music that maybe you wouldn't think to find or have access to on your own. So this is an exciting opportunity. I love it.
Yeah, it is an exciting opportunity. When I lived in Europe, I had to find everything out on my own. And so it was a wonderful learning opportunity for me all those years that I lived there. And so I know what people go through when they go to a foreign country and they don't know where they're going or what they want to do, or should we go see that? Should we go see this? That's why I try and help them along. If I've never been to a country that they're going to, I do know how to research it, and I do know how to find things out that they might want to enjoy. A perfect example, I just had a couple that returned last night. They spent 3 weeks in Spain, which they had been to Spain before. But one of the little details that I arranged for them was to be able to go to the Teatro Zarzuela in Madrid, which is a wonderful venue for people to go, a musical venue for people to go to, which most people don't know about.
I want, before we run out of time, we got a couple of minutes left. I want to cover your favorite trip for 2017. We want to talk about Omar Amigal.
Well, it's actually for 2020.
2020, but starts planning now.
Planning now.
Right.
For it. So tell us about, how do you pronounce the word and what is it?
Omar Amigal. Now, I was at Omar Amigal in 2010 with a group, and they were, I didn't know about Omar Amigal at the time, but we just happened to go. It's a little village in Germany. We happened to be there, but we didn't have tickets to this wonderful event that they do once every 10 years. And it is a performance in an open air stage in the Bavarian town, which is called Omar Amigal. It's the passion play. They do it every 10 years. And it's done usually through May through October. Now, it is about 60 miles from Munich. The town is a wonderful, beautiful town surrounded by majestic mountains, picturesque meadows, and it's known for its wood carving.
One of the main things about it, because we have to cut this short now, is that it's only every 10 years. The next time is coming up now in 2020. How do people get a hold of you to book for that and find out more
about
it?
Well, right now I'm taking names of people that want to go because we're waiting for itineraries and other information to become available. But if people are interested, they can call me. I put them on our list of interested people to go to Omar Amigal, and they will receive information from me.
Okay. One more time, your phone number to reach you at?
505-670-1265.
Folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming up, we've got a transplant local marketing expert who's got international exposure. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Happy New Year, Vince.
Happy New Year, man. We're already getting off to a nice start here. We had a great travel agent get your mind flowing about some cool things to do for the year. And we're already realizing we're a little rusty, so we're kind of working through this first interview that we've been off for a few weeks. So
we're bad about saying things on the air that people wouldn't even probably notice if they were listening. I love it. That's peek behind the scenes. We're having a hard time getting a good show flow on the show this morning with our interview. And I think one of the components is that we're being filmed. We're on Facebook Live right now. Shelley, our producer from KSB Productions, is filming videos, trying to get us more engaged in social media because, hey, we should promote our local business and all of the resources that we provide, as well as the people that we bring on the show, right?
Absolutely.
So anyway, Go Local Boom, Albuquerque's only free online advertising directory for locals, is supported by Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL. Anybody who's got a local business, come in, promote their product, their organization, their group, their, you know, any resources that you want to promote to locals, please come and tell us. Reach out to us on Facebook if you want to schedule. Because of the support that Shelley at KSB Productions is giving us, we're now getting responses on social media. Hey, I want to be on the show.
We're already starting to book up for 2017, so get your spot soon. Reach out to us, and we will be happy to have you on.
So the reason that I mention marketing resources and advertising and promotion is because it's a great segue into the introduction for our next guest. Patty Farmer is a transplant from somewhere else, and we are lucky to have her in Albuquerque now. I'm going to let her tell you guys all about that. Patty Farmer International is the name of her business. Patty, what is it that you do? Please tell everybody who you are and what they might reach out to you for.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. So the name of my company, as you said, is Patty Farmer International, and I transplanted from Dallas, Texas. I'm a marketing agency, and what I do is I work with small business owners and entrepreneurs to help them to design the lifestyle they want to live and then build a business that supports it, not the other way around. Because we know it's all about lifestyle and time, not just money, right?
That's absolutely right.
You know, actually, that's one of our main things is Go Local Boom is supporting local businesses because we want to see people live the life that they want to live. And if they're supported in doing that by starting their own business or becoming an entrepreneur and doing their own activities, that is even more so a reason to support them. How do you support them? I noticed in your card here, you actually have international speaker down. You're an author and business growth strategist. All of these three things combined, you are like the dynamic trio all in one.
Thanks so much. I just think it's really important that we be involved in our local community. You may have clients everywhere, right? A lot of us with technology the way it is now, we may have clients international or national, but it still always comes back to our local community. This is where we serve.
You are speaking our language, sister.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we love. Okay, so those were three things that you do. I've got a list of four things. So we're going to lead into the interview. I'm just looking at your marketing material for your business. And I've got some questions. Tell me, Patty, what are the four M's?
Marketing, media, money, right? It's always marketing, media, money, and mastery.
It's beautiful. And tell us how those things work in conjunction with one another. What do you do for folks? So here's what I'll point out. First of all, we're out in the green room introducing everybody, doing a little networking. And every time somebody says, oh, I'll check in on Facebook or I wanted to talk about these 10 things about this trip, right? Your mind works in a way that, oh, that's perfect. Those are 10 things that you can then promote. Those are 10 different ways that you can promote this upcoming trip because you've got 10 reasons why. And your brain just works in a way that some of us don't, right? You're always thinking about the best way to promote a product or a resource and connect and engage with people who might need what we do, right? How did you cultivate that ability?
Actually, I have to tell you, that's a gift. I have said so many times that when someone says something to me, like in 5 seconds, I'll think, okay, you can stop now. I've already got like $1 million idea for you.
Right.
And I always think one day something's going to go, I'm just going to go, wow, I don't have nothing. It's never happened because I really think in strategy. You know how you guys are all thinking in sound bites?
Mm-hmm.
I think in strategy. It's always about what you're going to do and how you're going to market that business.
Yeah, I heard recently on it was actually a Tony Robbins podcast that Vince and I were listening to. Tony Robbins said, great salespeople are not trained, they're found. And then they're trained because they have the natural ability. Some of us just have that natural ability. I think you've got that natural marketing mindset. It's just, it comes to you naturally. And everything that you've done has given you the ability to kind of develop those skills. So I'm going to go through here and talk about some of your accolades because I always love to promote people while we're on air. So this is Patty Farmer's pedigree, right?
Okay.
Her list of things that she's accomplished. She's been named number 3 of the top 10 media speakers you need to know in 2016. She was awarded Social Media Influencer of the Year 2014, named International Collaborator of the Year 2014. She was a finalist in the SWIBA Entrepreneur of the Year 2014. She was awarded Life Changer of the Year 2013, named Best Business Brand of the Year 2012, awarded International Women's Day Service Award for Business 2011, and the list goes on and on. I would take up the rest of the interview if I kept talking about it. Tell us how you got to the point where people noticed you, were recognizing you, and were complimenting you for your accomplishments.
I could sum it up in 2 words. Well, actually 3.
You market yourself.
Serve, not sell. That's really what I believe it always comes down to. Serve, not sell. We're all in selling ourselves, right? We're all in the business of sales.
Sales is everything.
That's right. But if you go with it, with service first, I think that really, really works. One of the quotes that I probably get quoted for the most is the only difference between a contact and a contract is the letter R, and that R stands for relationships.
That's a good one. You are definitely in good company. You know, what we do here at Go Local Boom, of course, we have a business that affords us the ability to do that. But essentially, you know, we come in, we buy time on air and give it away to local businesses because not all of them, especially the small businesses, have the resources to be able to afford their own kind of advertising. Once the radio interview is complete, we provide them with a clip, a podcast of that, so that they can use it, like you said, to market themselves over and over again. And we promote them on social media and create a profile on a local business directory because we really want to cultivate relationships with people who need support. And we feel like we don't want to live in a community where the only thing I can access is a big box retailer or a franchise coffee bar. I want to live in a community and access resources in a community that are locally owned and operated, that are connected to our community and that are interested in supporting one another in the same way that we are. So we really appreciate that is your mindset and your methodology. We're going to get along really well in 2017.
That's awesome. That's why you guys are such an asset to the community.
Yeah, we hope so. We want more people to know about it, so I'm sure that you've got some ideas about how we can get the information out to more people. Vince, what are your thoughts?
You know, I've always loved to hear people who are working in other communities. They come into our community. We call them transplants. I just think that, as Patty was saying, you are your local environment wherever you're at. So if you're here now, Albuquerque is your home. You're owning a home here. You're going to be, your husband works here. You are part of our local community. What kind of local businesses and entrepreneurs that may be listening right now are you trying to reach out to? And how do you feel like you can help them first? What's your first stage of helping them?
So what kinds of businesses are your favorite to work with first?
My favorite kind of businesses are like mom and pop businesses,
mm-hmm.
right? You know,
that's
so good. Whether it's a spa or a massage company, any type of company that's really mom and pop. I love that. And then really what I like to do is I like to, what I call, roll up my sleeves and kind of get in their business, really, to assess what's working for them. What are they already doing right?
Mm-hmm.
And then really see what we need to do to tweak, what strategies we need to put into place in order for them to achieve massive business growth. If you're going to do it, why just have a little bit of growth when you can have massive growth? And a lot of it is the same thing, just doing it a little bit better.
That's beautiful. That's actually what most businesses really need, because people can come from, you know, the private sector and have a great job and be top level manager at where they're at. And they think, you know what, I could probably do this for myself. I'm going to go start my own business. My wife and I are going to partner up and we're going to go do what we love. And it's a lot different doing it for yourself than it is doing it for someone else. And whatever service, you know, you provide, you've got to be really good at providing that service, and maybe don't have the opportunity to market and build and sell the business in the way that you want to, because you got to serve the customers that you have, keep the lights on, right? So it's really good. We talk about this all the time, either accountants or IT professionals or social media professionals. It's great to invite someone into your business that's a professional and really good at what they do, so their strengths can benefit your business.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get caught in working in your business instead of on your mm-hmm. business, right? You need to have an expert come in.
How do you
that.
Help businesses get out of that mindset? I mean, when you talk to them, it's so hard for them to see some very obvious things that could actually help them immediately.
Well, that's, I think, great. One of the things is I have a proven track record, and I like to tell them, when I work with someone, my guarantee to them is if they work with me for 6 months, I will increase their client base on an average of 43.7%. And I can prove that, right? Because really, a lot of times people want to say, oh, we can help you make this much money. But some people, like a realtor, could make $20,000 a transaction. Somebody else could make $5,000 a transaction. You can't really use dollars. You have to talk about client base, what you can do to increase that. It's all about the ratios and percents. That's where it really comes down to.
Right. And so you have a nice saying, too. What is to connect, engage, collaboration? What are the three things that are one of your taglines?
Connection, collaboration, conversion. People are pretty good at connecting, collaborating. They kind of get, although they don't always understand the
win-win. Some people aren't even great at connecting.
Right. Conversion is where they drop the ball, though, right? Really knowing how to convert, that's where they have a hard time.
Now, you have something coming up that you want to start doing, and it's called Connect Over Coffee. What is the name of your coffee shop connection meeting?
Coffee at the Corner. So it's Coffee at the Corner, and this is my way to come into the community and really be able to serve and see what do they need. You know, what can I do to really help them? So we're going to go across the city, Coffee at the Corner, bring in experts, do some information. We're going to do it free of charge, really see how we can serve our solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and small business owners.
So you're talking like creating a networking group at a local coffee shop?
Not a networking group. I think networking is phenomenal, and if you're a networker, you should be able to do it. It's a skill set, right? Mm-hmm. And we can help with that. But really, I'm more about business development and business growth strategies. Networking is great. We all need to do that. But I like to call it next working. What do you do next?
Right. This is actually the fundamentals. You're trying to help business with the fundamentals they're going to need to be successful in their business, and going straight to the source of providing some experts to connect with them, give them some good information they can use in their business now. Networking is much different than that.
And not only that, but I think a lot of times if you think of a business as a bucket, a lot of times the reason why they're not growing is because there's holes in that bucket. Right? Because their foundation or their business isn't fundamentally
right.
Right. So we need to get some of those basics.
Okay, great. So they're going to be able to do that. When's your first event for that?
January 26th.
January 26th. What day of the week is that?
It is a Thursday.
Oh, we can look it up. But yeah, January 26th is your first Coffee on the Corner. Do you have a location yet, or you're still seeking one out?
actually, after today, we're actually going and looking at venues, me and my event planner. So we're going to have that done today.
So how can they get a hold of you to find out about this event, or do you have some place online that they can reach out to you?
Sure. For this particular event, they can actually go to Meetup. We created a Meetup, so it's meetup.com/marketingmediamoney.
And for those of you that don't know, Media or Meetup is an online, there's an app for it. You can find it online. There's a website. And Meetup is just a bunch of different things, business or recreational in the community, where you can find other people doing things that you're interested in. So you guys created a Meetup for this. Now, a lot of people are starting groups and business-related resources around Meetup. That's pretty cool. I do survivalists. So I met survival camping people in meetup.com, and it was one of the greatest camping experiences I've ever had.
I'm actually excited about Meetup. When I came to town, that's what I did. I created this Meetup. We haven't even had the first one yet. We already have 360 people.
Ah, wonderful. Congratulations.
I'd love to hear that. Those are many type of successes that we like to see coming up in the new year. On our next segment, we're going to invite you to come back on, because what we want to do is talk about some of the things that businesses, entrepreneurs, and those looking at having success in their field need to know for this upcoming year. I think collaboration points like that are one of the things that we can talk about, and excited to see about what other ideas that we can come up with. Give me one more time for your business name, how they can get a hold of you.
PattyFarmer.com. Patty's with a Y. PattyFarmer.com. They can find out everything there, including all my social media.
Thanks, Patty. We appreciate you. Welcome to Albuquerque. We appreciate you being on the show. You guys are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with some business tips for entrepreneurs in 2017. I'm loving this. First day back after the new year. Hopefully you were listening the last couple of weeks. You got a lot of good content that we reran, because they were some of our favorite interviews. Go Local Boom is back on 1050 KTBL to ring in the new year with some local business promotion, lots of great resources, and some business tips for 2017. We want to give you some insights from the pros you know and don't know. It's going to be a good time. So first, let's talk about how easy it is to access marketing resources. Right now, all you got to do is call Patty Farmer. She's a marketing professional. Patty, what's your phone number if they want to call you?
972-603-8209.
It's as simple as that. Pick up the phone, call Patty. She can tell you all kinds of nifty ways that you can market your business.
Right. You can go to pattyfarmer.com also. This is our guest from the last episode, the last segment that we're just played right now. So we're going to go into building off some of the great advice she gave on the last one about connecting, collaboration, and conversion. And we're going to actually give all of our listeners out there some tips on how to rock your 2017, seven insights from some of the pros that you know and don't know. If you go to Rocks Digital, rockssdigital.com, there's a great article in there on some of the new tips for 2017 from experts all around the country. Our current guest, Patty Farmer, is one of the contributors to that. So I thought it'd be a great way to segue into it and give our listeners out there some information. Let's just get right into it. Some of the insights from the pros you know and don't know. Number one, look, Ma, no hands. Voice search is going to take a huge leap. So those of you who don't know, a lot of people are doing search now. You're able to click on the little icon.
I use it all the time.
For the microphone.
We use it
for texting. You're using it for voice search. And it's
I live on my headset. Barbara from Con Mucho Gusto was in here earlier, and her and I are always walking around with headsets. People think we're crazy because we're talking to ourselves in the store. But when I'm my windshield time in my car, some of my most productive time for business, because I can drive and talk with clients or vendors or at the same time. And voice search has everything to do with that. I can't text and drive. Sometimes I need to input instructions or, you know, whatever the deal is. The voice search tool is very beneficial for many reasons.
Right. So that's an important one. The next one that we're going to go over is personalize your customer experience. You know, we just listened to a podcast the other day that talked about 20, 30 years ago, you needed a maximum amount of four exposures.
Four times you needed to talk to somebody to get them to call you.
To get somebody to call them or recognize them or possibly engage them. Now in the digital age, it's up to 16 times that you need to be in front of somebody.
Four times as many touches before somebody will call you for what they need.
One of the only ways to shortcut that is to personalize the customer experience. If you're using digital, if you're using offline, If you personally connect with the customer, you can shortcut a lot of that need for the noise of constant exposures.
Something else I'll mention is something I've learned recently using a customer relationship management software, is that they say that if somebody reaches out to you via email or phone and you respond to them in the first 5 minutes, that you are 60% more likely to get business from them, to close the deal. And a lot of us, we're so busy, we don't pay a lot of attention to this or that or the other thing. Maybe we'll follow up with them in a couple of hours or a couple of days. Somebody else already won that business is the most likely thing.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Email marketing is so big. That's my specialty. But Chris Brogan said once that email marketing is not dead. Bad email marketing is dead, right?
Right. And that's where personalization comes in. That was our last tip. Awesome information, Patty. Next thing, 2017, you've been hearing it for years. It's still even more important now. 2017 will be more mobile and local than ever. We were just talking about this off air, and mobile isn't going away. Mobile is becoming just as important as ever, and digital. So if you have an interest, if you're a service provider, if you're a retail business, brick and mortar, local mom and pop, you must make sure that people can find you mobily, and there's that you're out there for them to be able to find you on local search. One of the things that Go Local Boom does, and Rocketbox SEO, both of the sponsors and the underwriter of the show, do is help you get found locally. So business citations, your business listings, your little Google map pin on where customers can drive to your location, you need to make sure that they're all accurate in 2017. Extra important, as usual. Let's talk about another one. And this is actually number six is on this blog post is from our guest. It's called Connection, Collaboration, and Conversion.
Patty, why don't you tell us about that one?
I can't see that. So really, it's really all about making sure that within your niche, in your industry, that you are connecting and then taking the next step, right? It's not just connecting with people. A lot of times people think it's about numbers. It's not about numbers. Really, it's all about engaging, like he said, personalizing. That's what's really, really important nowadays. Relationship marketing.
So Patty was number six, right? Number seven is mobile will continue to thrive in search. We already talked about that a little bit, but the research that we're getting, you know, from Google and other sources is that your website is great. If your website's not mobily optimized, then it's not likely to be found by as many people. I think what's the majority, right? Over 60% of searches are done from mobile devices, being phones or tablets nowadays.
Yeah, but 60 or 70% of local searches for a local service provider or a retail location is done online first and from a mobile device now.
That makes sense. Because I'm out and about, I want to find what I'm looking for, right?
Looking for your local restaurant. How many times have anyone listening done a search and the phone number's wrong, the address is wrong, the business is out of business and haven't been taken, or they don't have a map pin up yet?
I got a pretty good solution for that, though. They can just go to golocalboom.com, and the most accurate information on local businesses in your area that you can find will be there, and it's geolocated. So anytime you open it from anywhere in the city, it's going to show you the businesses nearest to you, right?
Most likely.
And that's also going to help people with relationship marketing, too, because think about it. Nobody goes to a movie anymore. Nobody goes to a restaurant. Nobody goes anywhere without getting on social media first and saying, hey, what's a good movie? What's a good this? What's a good that? And if you're in your local market, they're all going to refer you to Go Local Boom.
Absolutely.
Number nine is learn to leverage immersive video content in 2017. This is something that we're doing right now. We've got our friend Shelley from KSB Productions. If you guys don't know, you should reach out to her on Facebook or her website, which we are actually in the process of designing for her. But she talked us into using more social media. It's a free resource. It's there. Why aren't you doing it? She actually scolded me at a networking meeting once, and it worked. I don't usually respond to that kind of aggression, but it worked. Now she's in here with us every week, and every week we're interviewing live Facebook videos while we're interviewing on Go Local Boom. The business that's interviewing gets promotion. Go Local Boom and Rocketbox get promoted, and it didn't cost us any money. It didn't. She comes in and shares her time with us. It's very beneficial, and as a result of that, we're seeing more and more engagement online, and for our business, we got people reaching out to say, hey, I want to be on Go Local Boom, right?
And I think people take that more to heart, too. When they know somebody isn't getting a check, right? And they recommend somebody, right? We take that to heart a little bit more. So I think this directory you guys are doing and this service you're providing really sets you guys apart from other
Thank you, Patty.
We'll do shameless self-promotion all day long here at Go Local Boom Radio.
Yep. Well, here's the thing, though, is what we're promoting is a connection point, is a resource, is an opportunity, is a movement. What we want is local businesses to take responsibility for what, for, you know, the sustainability of this economy and local consumers to respect that. If you spend a dollar at McDonald's, 70 cents or more of that dollar leaves our city, leaves our state, and it doesn't come back. You spend a dollar at Blake's, more than 70% of that dollar, over 70 cents of each dollar spent at a local business stays here. It fixes our streets. It goes to our schools. It pays the bills, medical expenses and health insurance, all of those things that people in our community need. They get more by working with a local business. And of course, they care more. When you own and operate your business that you built or bought, you are directly associated and attached to, you know, the people that work for you and the people that you serve.
That's great. So that's a really good idea. Go ahead, Patty.
I think it's just like what I said, connection, collaboration, conversion. So you are connecting with the people here locally. You are collaborating with them. This whole directory you're doing is collaboration in its purest
right.
form.
Agreed.
And then you're helping them to convert.
Yeah, we hope more and more participants right. promote it to their friends and we start getting more people in here organically.
Yep. Okay, so I want to go over a few more points. That last point was great. Actually, we can just add that to the list. It's really go local. Go local is one of the big hits for 2017.
Oh, why? How convenient.
Because it... Well, we just went over the point right now, but I will just close it out by saying going local actually supports your local community and helps your local market more than anything else you can do in 2017. Buy from other businesses. It's a way to convert on the connection, collaboration, and conversion.
It doesn't cost more, and it doesn't require much more time. If you were concerned about finding a local vendor that provides the service that you need rather than a franchise retailer, it wouldn't require much effort. Now that Vince clued me on it, and I've been doing it the last couple of years, I go local first everywhere I go, and I have a better experience most of the time.
Great point. So we're going to continue on this. If you're actually online or doing digital, one of the things that you're going to do for your website, you can do it for social media, you can do it for anything that you're posting online, is that you don't write for the search engines as much, write for the answer engines. People are looking for answers to things. What is, where is, who is, and they're looking for questions. If you can help people answer questions, if you can give people value for a problem need that they might have, you as a business owner, just like Patty was saying, provide value first. You can give an answer to a solution first. If you can do that online, digitally as well, people will trust you. You can shortcut the need for the marketing and the exposures to get that conversion. And you actually are building an audience, too, around what you're saying.
I absolutely agree with you. I think most times that's what people are wanting to know. What should I blog about? What should I video about? And that's my answer. What are the top questions people are asking you over and over again?
Patty, I heard you have an offer for us that you want to give to our listeners.
Yes, I do have an offer. My magazine, Marketing Media Money, launches next month. I'm really excited about that. One of the things I want to do to serve my community is to be able to offer a business every single issue a full-page ad. And I'd like to start with you guys.
Oh, wonderful. That's Woo-hoo. So exciting. And anybody listening, that's a resource that you all ought to reach out and access for yourselves as well. You are going to make a great addition to the team, the Go Local Boom team in 2017, because now we can offer businesses a radio interview, an online advertising profile, and as well as the potential to have a spread in your magazine for their business. This is really cool. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
I'm excited about that. Do we get to take pictures?
Absolutely. You get Good. To take pictures. I'd love to have you guys there, too.
Shelly can stand in for me. I've got a face for radio.
Whatever, man.
Okay, so we got a couple of minutes left. You want to throw yep. another one in there?
Yeah, absolutely. So after off that great thing, you know, about local resources, we also want to talk about how to increase your value to your employer, your clients, and yourself in 2017. So
is that like baking cookies for the office?
There's like baking cookies for the office. And we're happy that Sean does it for us at Go Local Boom often. So you want to actually reward those people in your organization or in your local community that are your thinkers, your doers, your idea generators. Go out and find ways to enhance the exposure and to be able to use those people in your community, in your office, in your network of people that are actually doing things, that are providing value, that are employing people, those clients, whether your clients, they're your employers, they're in your circles. How do you promote those people? How do you recognize them on social media? How do you promote them online? How do you do it through offline and when you have connection events or networking events? To make sure that those people who are doing things in your organization or in your circles are actually stars in your community.
One of the ways that I really like to suggest is at point of sale. If somebody's coming into your brick and mortar business, what can you do to incentivize them at point of sale right there? Have them check in to your business right there and give them something.
Explain that more. I always like the concept because I've heard so many times a point of sale is one of your most important ways. Very quickly, give us an idea.
So I work with a lot of people in the medical business, and they just have a sign right there. You're talking to the receptionist. You're making your next appointment. You're right there, and they just tell them, pull out your phone right now, right here. Do it right now. Check in that you're here, and we're going to give you something.
Yeah. For those people that say, loved being here, loved your service, loved the environment, hey, tell you what, just pull out your phone right now and check in or give us a great review online.
Give us some
right
great
now.
Reviews. That's important as well. Not only to check in and let everybody know that you're here on social media, but Google reviews are really important to your business, especially if you've had a negative one. They're the one way to get rid of negative reviews is to bury them with good reviews, because there's one stinker out there. You probably have a dozen fans that want to help you. All right. So, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will have a wrap up. Patty Farmer International, thank you so much for being a guest on our show and for supporting us. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, we'll be right back. Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I think this is it. This will be the final interview segment to get the rust out, get back on the air, and get going.
Absolutely. 2017. It's the 2016 rust. We're done with it. 2017 is here. We're rolling.
Microphone rust is a real thing. We haven't done the show for a couple of weeks, and you come back in here, and it's a completely different feel, but it's a good energy.
It's a good energy. It always is. Anytime you're supporting local businesses, entrepreneurs, organizations, how are you going to have bad energy?
There's no bad energy.
We've had some great guests today.
Okay, so that being said, this is our final little wrap-up. It's just a few minutes, and what we like to do is take a little bit of time to highlight each of the businesses that we're on. And so Con Mucho Gusto Travel, Barbara Rivera, she's a sweetheart, wonderful lady, and if I plan a trip this year, she's going to be the person that I use.
Absolutely. Great resource there. I want to talk a little bit about the event that she's got going on. It's Oberammergau. And
that comes in 2020, but it's starting to book now.
But you have to start booking it. For those of you who are interested in those kind of event travel type of adventures, you're going to go to conmuchogustotravel.com. And Oberammergau is a little town in 60 miles outside of Munich in Germany. What made them famous was that they do a Passion of the Christ play every 10 years, every decade. The reason they do that is that when the Black Plague was going through Europe, and in 1634, they were asking, they prayed and they were making a plea to, through their church, to God, to pass over their village, so that the Black Death would pass them over. When they did pass it over, their contribution and their dedication was that they vowed that they were going to have this Passion of the Play, the Passion of the Christ play every 10 years. They've been doing it every 10 years since 1634. For those of you who are religious historians, or for those people who just love the history of certain parts of Europe, 1634 till now, every 10 years, this Passion of the Christ play is going on in Oberammergau, Germany. And it's going to be happening in 2020. These things book up years in advance. The ability to go out there, the ability to make your travel arrangements, trains, tickets, hotels. Our local agent, Barbara Rivera, is an Oberammergau person. She wants to help you book that. If you have that that need, give her a call at Barbara Rivera at 670-1265 or conmuchogustotravel.com. It's just a great piece of history that you might want to be involved with.
Yeah, she's about to have a new website out that's going to look really well and really nice and be user-friendly. So we're excited to promote it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so our second guest on the show is Patty Farmer from Patty Farmer International. She's an awesome strategist, and she's named so many things, but one of the things that I like best is she was named number 3 top 10 speakers you should know, and she gave us a ton of great ideas and resources for local businesses as well as for Go Local Boom. We're really excited to have somebody that's come along and said, hey, I love what you guys are doing. Let me help you to promote that as well. So it's good to have Patty Farmer on. Her contact information is 972-603-8209. Patty Farmer International. If you wanted to send her an email, it's at Patty Farmer, Patty with a Y.com.
Yeah, great resource. We love to have local people coming in. We're always talking about how all of these great people are leaving our community. We also want to identify those that are coming back into our community.
And she's here now. She's a local now.
She's a local now, and she's here to help you. We're going to have a lot of great information on this show about some upcoming events that she'll be a part of, including her great magazine that's going to be coming out, that Go Local Boom is going to be a recipient of a full-page ad in her magazine.
Just because she doesn't have a 505 area code doesn't mean that she's not a local business.
Absolutely. So she's local now. And then with the last segment, we had some great business tips. You can go to the podcast that we're going to be hosting on GoLocalBoom.com. We're going to have all of our podcast listed up there by the end of this month.
GoLocalBoom.com. And right now you can find them on 1050talk.com.
Right. Go to 1050talk.com and you can find all of our podcasts out there, every segment. About once a month, we try to provide business tips for everybody, and 2017 is no different. There's a lot of great tips to do, to go by, to help your business, and how to support your local organizations too. And now is a great time to get a business audit for your online marketing needs. So go to rocketboxseo.com on the homepage.
Right there at the top of the homepage.
Right at the top of the homepage. You can see an SEO audit for your website.
Free.
And it's free. Find out, and it's delivered straight to your mailbox. You don't even need to talk to us about anything. Go to rocketboxseo.com, hit the SEO audit button. You can enter the URL of your website. You can get a whole list of recommendations on what you need to fix, what settings you can change, how to increase the visibility of your online retail location, which is your website. Whatever your website address is, you need to maximize its presence and visibility online so that you can bring in new customers in 2017.